Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Carlos Santana bringing us back. One of my favorites. You come over. Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ruth Sherman's our guest. I know, I'm excited too. Ruth's back. She's one of the top experts on speech and interpersonal communications on the planet. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, How to Persuade Anyone of Anything, and she's our good friend, Ruth. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be with you.
Good to have you back. So, Ruth, I just spent the earlier part of the hour talking about social media techniques and strategies and how to deal with the behemoth organizations, the platforms, who are not our friends, who are never going to be our friends. And from a business standpoint, how do we get people to find us, and how do we use those tools, very valuable, very powerful tools, how do we use them to our advantage without getting rolled over on and getting squashed by the big guys? But there are other manifestations of social media that we need to pay attention to, aren't there?
There are so many others. And, you know, when we're talking about social media, we've got to consider the social in that
right
equation, right? You're right. These are powerful platforms. And I caught the tail end of your last conversation. They have done amazing things for many, many businesses if they're used correctly. But what I study and what I'd love to talk about with you is when everybody is a quote-unquote journalist, when everybody
yeah.
can say anything that they want and put it out there to the public, what are the consequences, or mm-hmm. what consequences can
everybody's
evolve
a journalist and nobody's
around
an editor?
Yeah, exactly. There's no editor. Exactly. That's a great way to characterize it, because we know that in the best journalistic organizations, in all the mainstream journalistic organizations, there are people who are gatekeepers,
right?
A journalist decides on a story or proposes or pitches a story, and somebody says yay or nay. And then once they write the story, there's fact-checking, there's, there's grammar checking,
mm-hmm.
all the stuff that before that story gets out there. And sometimes they make mistakes,
right.
But that
and standards,
you know, that
and don't forget standards.
There
we
are
had,
standards.
Once upon a time, we had standards. There were certain. I'm almost going to call them institutions. Institutional standards that you had that you didn't. You just didn't breach that equilibrium. You didn't.
Right.
You didn't go beyond that.
Right. So because
that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it?
That was lovely. Yes, that was lovely. But that train has left the station. Right.
Yeah.
So now we've got social media. And what has happened, and this is something that has been studied for a long time, I know you've been looking at it for a long time too,
mm-hmm.
Is what is known in my profession as the disinhibition effect. And that is this, and this goes to email, anything that's written versus in person or on the phone, where you've got actual communication happening in real time. It is a psychological mechanism whereby anybody can say anything, and if you're not looking into somebody's eyes or present with them, again,
mm-hmm.
voice to voice, it is you are more likely to say offensive things.
Right.
You are put an offensive thing out there, because when we're together and we have that nonverbal cues, the expression of a voice, the flick of an eyebrow, a smile, we work harder. Those things help us to
mm-hmm.
Make sure that the communication goes well. And instead, what we have here is just a lot of nonsense that gets
and it's
put
the
out
opposite
there
of human socialization, isn't
it? It is totally the opposite. And of course, you know, people who knows what people are doing? They're drinking. They're and
isn't
that
it a form of bullying?
Isn't
it a form of bullying, though, Ruth? I mean, as you were describing that so well just now, what I was thinking about was bullying. So,
yeah.
What is a bully? A bully is usually a big person, a bigger person than the other people, who thinks they can get away with stuff because they because they've got the intimidation of size. Well, if you've got the intimidation of anonymity, or as you say, disinhibition. That's a word you don't say very often.
No, you don't. And it's not even in the dictionary.
if you've got that, then you're like a bully.
You are, and that's the problem with social, is that it has leveled the playing field. Doesn't matter what size you are anymore, you know? It doesn't matter. You can say anything, and there's no gatekeeper. There's nobody there who's moderating, who's, you know, like on my blog, if somebody puts in a ridiculous statement up there, I can not approve it. I cannot put it out there.
I used to work with a guy who was very smart, but he also had a lot of crazy ideas. Now, one out of 20 of his ideas were genius, but we always had to listen to all 20 ideas. He never self-filtered any of them.
Right.
And he used to, one time he asked me, he said, "Why am I having so much trouble?" I said, "Jerry, you need to only give us 5 of your ideas and let us pick the genius one. We can't pick the genius one. We don't have time to go through 20 to get your genius."
Yeah.
And that's what's happening. People are telling you everything, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're putting every bit of thought that they have in their heads out there. And so here's the thing I think people have to do. First, you've got to, just like you would in a face-to-face conversation, stop for a minute. Take a beat. Take a breath before you hit the send button. And decide whether or not you want to see that thing out there 20 years from now.
Yeah. And it will be. Imagine how many people it might hurt, or who might misunderstand.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's right.
I still have a little deal. If I have something like that, I send it myself an email with it with that information. I'd read it the next morning.
That's correct.
But of course, that's not in the moment the way social media wants to be, right?
That's right.
Hold on to that thought, Ruth Sherman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.